and presented without apology. Our service of Holy Communion begins at 12:30 p.m. every Sunday in the sanctuary of Jensen Beach Christian Church, located at 1890 Northeast Church Street in Jensen Beach. Call 772-341-9895 for more information, or check out our denomination's website at www.eacommunion.org.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. Well, last week we started on something. We started talking about something, and you know, especially in these times that we're living right now, I believe this is really, really imperative that we learn to handle the situation. And we started speaking about change from the inside out. The picture will come up. My screen's not up back there, so I'll just go with this one. Change from the inside out. And this is the second part. And what we saw last week, that God is in the business of changing people's identities. You know, He changes who we were to who He knows we should be and can be. But He does it from the inside out, starting at salvation. You've got to get salvation, and then from there He works with a person's life. In 2 Corinthians 4:16, we saw that the Apostle Paul called your spirit your inward man. Remember last week we looked, and he said your spirit is your inward man. Now we remember, we know that we're a three-part being. We're a spirit with a soul and a body. Spirit, soul, and body. The soul comprises of our mind, our will, and our emotions. And your spirit is the inward or the hidden man. Your spirit is the unseen person. Your spirit is the real you. Amen. We all understand this. And so we started looking at what does in the spirit mean? To walk in the spirit, to live in the spirit, to pray in the spirit. Paul said we should. He said to walk in the spirit. We looked at that last week. To live in the spirit and to pray in the spirit. And we started looking at what does that mean? He was talking about a totally complete different dimension or different realm. We might think that this is it, what you're looking at. You know, but we are 1D, if you look that way, where there's 5D, etc., more. There's a whole lot more that we don't see. But I believe that God's going to show us something. 2020 is pure, clear vision, but also it's a year and the decade of pay the mouth. Speak, prophesy, decree, and declare, and proclaim. Don't give up on doing that. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Now we said, feeling is the voice of your body. Everyone say, feeling is the voice of my body. And then we looked at the fact that reason is the voice of your mind. Reason, let's say reason is the voice of my mind. And then we saw conscience is the voice of your spirit. The Holy Spirit is speaking to you through your spirit, which is filtered through your conscience to you. That's why when you're born again, your conscience is a better bet. Unsaved people's conscience is completely unrefined, unregenerated. But once you're born again, it becomes something different. Romans 8, go with me to Romans 8, and we're looking at verse 6 from the Passion Translation. Says, for the mindset, now watch here, for the mindset of the flesh is death. The mindset of the flesh is death. But the mindset controlled by the Spirit finds life and peace. Did you see that? That if you're thinking out of your fleshly realm out of your soulish realm and living according to that is going to bring death. Now, I'm not talking about physical death where you die, but death in your finances, death in your children's grades, whatever it is, it can bring death to places if we're living out of our soulish realm. But then he says, but the mindset controlled by the Spirit finds life and peace. Life in your finances, life in your healing and health, life in your children, life in things like that. You find that and peace. So I started looking at my own life and I said, well, you know, every time I get into a situation, am I living out of the fleshly realm or the earthly and fleshly realm? Am I living with the spirit realm and trying to operate according to the spiritual realm? Because the spiritual realm is the dynamic realm we should strive to operate out of. You see, the natural realm is this: you cut me off, I'm going to show you the bird. The spiritual realm is, you cut me off, I hope you're not late for an appointment and God loves you. Yep. It's totally different. So when you get into the flesh, you're going to end up with problems. But when you're in the spiritual realm, you're going to always do what the Holy Spirit is prompting you to do. And He will never set you stray, never lead you astray. Can you say amen? Now watch at verse 9. But when the Spirit of Christ empowers your life or makes His home in you, you are not dominated by the flesh, but by the Spirit. And if you are not joined to the Spirit of the Anointed One, that's Christ, you are not of Him. He cannot be Himself. That person will never be what God's made them to be until they join together with the Spirit of Christ. Until we get salvation, we are completely, completely apart from Jesus, apart from the Father, apart from the Holy Spirit. And, you know, it says here, he cannot be himself. It's a little bit like the prodigal son. Remember the prodigal son? He had left to go and sow his wild oats, and he spent all of his livelihood, and he ended up living with pig's food in a pig pen, which was just a no-no for an Israelite. And while he was there in the midst of that, you know, this brings hope for a lot of people. When you're in the midst of your dirtiest, darkest, secret sins, he came to himself. Yes. The Bible said he came to himself. You see, he was not himself. He couldn't be himself. He cannot be himself when you're living in the flesh. But soon as he came to himself, he said, I'm going back to my Father. Amen. When you're away and you're separated from God, you're not in your right mind. That's why it says a fool says in his heart there's no God. Anyway, verse 12. So then, beloved ones, the flesh has no claims on us at all. And we have no further obligation to live in obedience to it. That's a powerful word. I don't have to obey my flesh. I may want to obey my flesh. I may want to punch someone out. I may want to drink something wrong. I may want to smoke something wrong. I may want to look at something wrong. But I'm under no obligation. If I'm a child of God, I can be myself. That is a child of God, a king with a priestly anointing. And I can overcome the flesh by sticking to the spiritual realm and letting myself be led and guided by the Spirit. He can have no claim on me, and I'm not obligated to my flesh. Amen. That's what Jesus did for us. We're no longer obligated to our flesh. God Himself paid the full price. He purchased us, and we're not our own. And He crucified us together with Christ. We have been crucified with Christ. Our fleshly side is crucified. The old man is dead. Everyone say, the old man is dead. Say, my new man is vibrant and alive. You know, you should get up in the morning and say that. The old man is dead, but my new life is vibrant and alive. Amen. And you'll start to get a vibrant attitude, and you'll want to help and do things godly rather than things earthly. Amen. And so, verse 13. Now watch here. For when you live controlled by the flesh, you are about to die. How many of you noticed that? How many of you said something and said, oh God, why did I say it? Yes. Anybody been there? When you're controlled by the flesh, you will do things that you wish you never did. And you will end up in all kinds of death. And when I'm talking death, a relationship death, a financial death, a whatever it is kind of death will come to you when you're being led by your flesh rather than by the Spirit. Because remember, the flesh is at enmity against God. It's at enmity against God. It's totally opposed. Your flesh, my flesh, is totally opposed to the things written down in the Word of God. It is opposed to law. How do I know that? Look around you. Are we seeing lawlessness or what? Yes, I'm telling you, there's lawlessness out there. The flesh wants lawlessness. It doesn't want to be controlled. It doesn't want boundaries. The flesh does not want to be constrained and constricted and under boundaries. The flesh wants to have its way in every area. And let me tell you something, that will bring trouble to a person's life and will end up with things not working, things out of whack, things out of place. Amen? Now watch it. But if the life of the Spirit puts to death the corrupt ways of the flesh, we then taste His abundant life. You see, rather than showing the person the bird or cussing them out or stealing the thing or doing the wrong thing, we get led by the Spirit. Watch what it says. We put to death the corrupt ways of the flesh and we taste now God's abundant life.
Amen.
This is the Bible I'm reading. This is out of the Bible. Amen? Amen. That's powerful stuff. And so the first step to walking in the Spirit is you've got to be saved. Remember the soulish man, the unsaved man, the unregenerated man cannot walk in the Spirit because he neither knows the Spirit and the Spirit is not in him and he cannot hear or receive the Holy Spirit until he's born again.
Amen.
Amen. So you've got to be saved, and then one of the greatest things that is at our disposal is our heavenly language. Pray in your heavenly language. Pray in tongues. Pray in other tongues and do it often.
Yes,
sir. I'm telling you, that's one of the ways we can start spending more time in the spiritual realm than in the natural realm. And when you spend time praying in the Spirit, you help yourself to walk and live in the Spirit. I mean, you're walking down the road and you're praying in the Spirit. You're driving in your car. You're praying in the Spirit. You're getting up in the morning. You're praying in the Spirit. You're telling yourself there's another realm. You're actually acknowledging another realm that you are part of. When you're praying in the Spirit, that's unusual. Not to a Christian, but to people outside. Some Christians call it the devil. But they're very wrong. And so when you pray in the Spirit a lot, you're telling yourself, I'm praying in a different realm other than the fleshly, earthly realm. Because the Bible says, when you pray in the Spirit, your mind is unfruitful, but your spirit is fruitful. And when you pray in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit is absolutely actually interceding with and through you. What you don't know what to pray for, He's praying it, and it's God's perfect will. And not only that, the Bible says in Jude 20, you build yourself up in your most holy faith. How? Praying in the Spirit, praying in the Holy Ghost. So that is a very powerful way to start getting yourself more into the spiritual realm and less in the natural earthly realm, being controlled by emotions and feelings.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie.